Hey guys, John Bishop here with John Bishop Fine Art. Welcome back to the podcast. Been a very strange week. I've been working really hard to try and get ready for this Comic Palooza, which is coming up in about a month, a little over a month. And I think I'm doing okay. I am trying to really feature these little cartoon heads that I make, just because I think they might appeal to that audience a little more than other things that I do. I'm trying also to create content that will be at a lower price range, because I know that people there are buying all kinds of things, and they're not going there to buy fine art. They're going there to buy kind of collectible memorabilia for fan art and those kinds of manga and such, sci-fi and all the things that they follow. So I'm trying to create content that will actually be marketable to that particular event. So that's what I've been working on heavily in the last week or so, since last we spoke. I also have been doing a lot of preoperative procedures. I'm having some issues with my sinuses. I've been going to a specialist, and he determined that there's actually something wrong. I have a deviated septum. I have a very small airway on the right, and some sort of massive sinus infection that just won't go away. So he's going to do some exploratory stuff. He's going to do a biopsy on a mass in the sinuses that he believes is probably nothing serious, but he's gonna check it out all the same. And he's also going to expand my airways by putting a balloon in, expanding and fixing that deviated septum that I have. And I'm missing a bit of bone, and it looks as though I've had a trauma to the face, and you'd think I would remember that. So my assumption is that it is something that happened when I was a little baby. Maybe somebody dropped me, I don't know. And that there was actually some trauma all my life that I've lived with. It also could be that that's just the way I'm built. I know that Mom had a real problem with breathing, and actually affected her, I think, her lifespan. So yeah, there are a number of things that could be going on, but we're going to find out. So I'm not exactly sure when that will get scheduled, but that's coming up. And while I'm not particularly worried about it, I've never had surgery before, so I am a little worried about it. I'm going to be honest. It is in my mind. So yeah, hopefully all that will go pretty quickly now that I'm getting all the tests done, x-rays and blood work, and I have to go for an MRI on Tuesday. So hopefully once all that is done, we'll be able to schedule the surgery and get that over with. I particularly wanted to get it done quickly because we still haven't ruled out the possibility of going to Romania for the art fair that is in the last few days of May and into June. The issue is that if you haven't looked recently, the price of airline tickets has gone way up, and it is staying up. And I think the price for tickets to Romania have doubled. And I'm not sure that we're going to opt to do that because of the expense. It just seems overly expensive to us. If we had more of a presence and a name with Aripa Arte, then I would think maybe we absolutely should be there because we want to be there for major art events. But I still don't think a lot of people know who we are. And so we have reached out to some artists that we worked with for our gala last month. And really, that group is more than big enough to keep us busy with the amount of money we're able to raise at this time. So it's not as though we're sitting on great piles of money that we need to branch out. So I don't know. We're going to figure that out in the next few weeks. We'll be able to determine exactly what we're going to do. Either way, it would be nice to have cheaper tickets. It would be lovely to go to Romania at this time. It's a lovely time of year to be there. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. But other than that, we've just been working hard at the studio. Things seem to be picking up, which is something I'm delighted to say. I don't always have good news like that. The thing is, we have had a year or so, maybe 2 years, of really dismal sales. And we have been largely living off our savings because we make money, but we just don't make enough to pay all the bills. And so that's a ticking clock. At some point that will all run, those savings will run out, and then we'll be up a creek. And we're looking at options. We've talked about maybe moving abroad, maybe moving back to Romania, but that's not necessarily the cheaper option. So we're still investigating that and trying to stay positive. The thing is, though, in the last month or so, things seem to be really picking up at the studio. And we are, you know, really trying to figure out why, what's going on. And there are more people. There are more people who are actually looking for art, and they haven't been doing that since before the pandemic. Occasionally we'd get somebody, and that's great. But it just seems like the quantity of people who are actually looking to buy something, and they are actively looking to buy something, has risen. And so one of the things that we were just discussing the other day, Bogdan had what we would call a whale come through. And a whale for us is somebody who is a real, honest-to-God, wealthy art collector who is expanding a collection. These are people who buy lots of art, spend lots of money, understand art, understand the value of limited series and etc. And we had a woman come through to do that. She's actually owner of a hotel, but she is specifically looking for certain things to populate a new hotel. And she found some stuff that she liked in Bogdan's work. She bought 9 pieces, which is amazing. And it was a lovely sale. And last weekend, we had people come in from Mexico. They are not from Mexico. The sons live here, but mom was visiting from Mexico. She is an artist. And they came by and they bought a piece, and they happened to know the lady who runs the hotel. So it's just like we're getting people who are actively buying. And so it occurred to us that in whatever plans we have, the only reason we're making the sales that we're making now is because we have the studio. And the studio's expensive, and most of the time, nobody's coming in. But when somebody is looking for art, they come by and check us out. And if we did not have the studio, or if we were not open that day, we would not have made those sales. They weren't looking for us. You know, they were just looking for art. And so that idea of, you know, location, location really makes sense. But it is the most expensive thing we do is rent out this studio. And much of the time, we're not seeing any people come through. So that has been a real conversation between Bogdan and I, and actually between ourselves and some of the other artists around, is you know, where are we making money and where are we not making money, and how are we justifying those expenses? I was just talking to an artist yesterday, and she's like, why do I spend, I think she spends like we do. I think she spends about $400 a month, excuse me, a year, to maintain a website that has, you know, an e-commerce package to it, a capability to it. And so we have online content and we have online stores and we're able to sell online. Nobody buys online, not from us anyway. And she's like, why am I spending this money? And yet something inside us says, well, a website is what gives you instant credibility when people are checking you out. If I hear about an artist and I want to see them, I Google them. And if they don't have a website, I instantly go, oh, well, they can't be that serious. So at what point then do we say, okay, well, maybe you need a website for that kind of authentication and credibility as a professional. But why do I need to spend extra for a packet for e-commerce? And, you know, I don't know the answer to that question right now. My gut response is, well, what if somebody does want to buy? Then if I don't give them that option, I lose that sale. Well, I also am losing all the sales from people in New York because I'm not in New York. So I don't know. It's quite a conversation for us to be having. One of the things I have been working on lately is this notion, and a lot of it has to do with what I'm doing with Comic Palooza, is that, in fact, the reason I'm not selling online may be that not enough people are going to the webpage, and that is absolutely true. I need to figure out why I'm not getting more traffic than I am. And it may well be that the kinds of things that I'm selling are not the kinds of things that the people online are looking for. My suspicion is that if I had cheaper items, then more people would buy. That may not sound intuitive, because part of me says, well, yeah, but you know, if you're selling Maseratis, you don't need to be selling, you know, little wagons at the same time. You're a luxury item and you need to attract a luxury buying public who would be put off by a cheap, what, inventory. I just don't know that that's who's looking at my work. So it occurs to me that maybe if I have a luxury clientele who are looking for high-end art and for somebody who is well-known and well-respected in the art market, then they're going to be turned off by the fact that I'm selling, you know, buttons and cheap reproductions, and posters or whatever. And I'm not sure what the answer is to that, because I obviously don't want to turn them off. But I don't know how many of those folks there are out there looking. I know an artist who told me that he actually has two names, that he keeps one name, kind of a DBA, as his fine art business, and that he keeps very high-end and very exclusive, etc. But then under a different name, he sells things like posters and cheap prints and things on t-shirts and mugs, and that he keeps that name separate from his fine art stuff so that that one doesn't kind of pollute the other. That makes sense, but at the same time, it's just more investment and more things. That means he has to maintain those those online shops at the same time. So, I mean, it's not the cheaper option, but I don't know. It might be one way of approaching the question. I guess what I would really love to know is, what is it that collectors are looking for in art? My experience tells me that most of collectors that I run into are actually not so much looking to buy art as looking to experience art. They want to have a relationship with the artist. They want to be part of something that means that things are going on, that there's new interesting things that might be inspirational. They want to be art adjacent. And they're very supportive and loyal to artists that they follow. But, you know, their walls are full and they're not dying for more content. It's not like they're trying to fill walls. Conversely, like when we do get somebody like the lady who's trying to find content for her hotel walls, once that is complete, she may well go away, because her job is done. And so over time, building a relationship with those folks who just really want to support an artist and know an artist and be part of that kind of art world is probably a better investment over the long term than, you know, chasing the quick sales. So I don't know. I don't think there are easy answers, and I don't think there are black and white answers. I think there's just a whole lot of gray involved. But at the same time, we have to eat. I think that one of the answers for me will be to maintain a studio, because if you're not there, you're not going to make those sales. You're never going to catch the whales. But absolutely push content that is cheaper, reproductions, you know, things painted on mugs and on skateboards and purses and whatever else we can think of, to create that kind of content for my repeat customers who are actually looking for something to buy, but they don't have any more wall space. So they want to support me, but, you know, there's only so many paintings they can buy. That's where I am right now. And we'll see. I mean, obviously, it's an ever-evolving, ever-changing landscape, but one that is pretty exciting. I mean, as perplexing as a lot of this can be, man, I wouldn't change a thing. I'm having a ball. I'm very, very hopeful that things will be able to continue to survive in this, that we won't need to take any kind of nuclear response by up and running off to another country where we can live more cheaply. But whatever happens will rely on us being able to continue doing art, because I'm going to do this either way. As we look at trying to support some of these Romanian artists through Aripa Arte, it occurs to me that we not give them kind of misguided advice or hope. I was just talking to that artist the other day about, you know, if we can't see a very, very clear path as to why we must have a website, then how can we propose to these artists who work with us, that we work with Aripa, that they must have a website, and that, you know, if we're offering online content as far as educational content, you know, do we have statements that say you must have a website to be successful? Well, that may not be true. And If not, then what kind of content are we going to offer on our educational components? Now, my personal opinion is that what artists need when they are trying to strike out to become full-time artists or freelance artists, or however you want to describe it, that really what they need is a permission structure that says, yeah, it's okay that you're doing this. You are good enough. You are welcome to do what you're doing. And that might be some of the content that we offer. Sounds like Bogdan just came home, so I'm going to sign off here. Hope you guys have a great week. Keep creative, and I will talk to you again soon. Have a great time. Bye now.